Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters, and just want to welcome you this evening to a pleasant preparation day and blessed Sabbath, which is right here upon us. May we have a word of prayer before we get started. Kind and loving Father, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for this opportunity that I get to come together with my brothers and sisters and praise you and glorify and magnify your name. Lord, you are good and you're worthy to be praised. I ask that you will have mercy upon each and every one of us as we come together to glorify you, to testify of your goodness, to praise you, O Father, to encourage each other, Lord, on this preparation day. We ask that you will be with the speaker when he come at the 8 o'clock hour, that you will bless him and fill him with your Holy Spirit, and that you will lead us into all truth, O Father. We just want to glorify and magnify your name this evening. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Again, good evening, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. I am your host this evening, Sister Carla here. Praise the Lord. And I will be reading from, this is from the Spirit of Prophecy. It says, moral and physical law. There is a close relationship between the moral and the law that God has established in the physical world. If man would be obedient to the law of God, carrying out in their lives the principle of its 10 precepts, You know, the Ten Commandments. Continue. The principle of righteousness that it teaches would be a safeguard against wrong habits. But as through the indulgence of perverted appetite, they have declined in virtue. That means they, human, we have declined in virtue. So that they have become weakened through their own immoral practice and their violation of physical law. The suffering and anguish that we see everywhere, the deformity, the destitute, disease, and imbecile now floods the world. Now floods the world. Make it a laser house in comparison with what it might be even now. If God's moral law and the law which he had implanted in our being were obeyed by his own present violation of these laws, man has greatly abrogated the evil resulting from the transgression in Eden. So it goes all the way back to Eden. Everything points back to Eden. Through one man disobedient, many, you know, have sinned. Many has succumbed to disease and debt, you know, the transgression of, you know, the law is debt. Continue reading. Thus dishonoring to God is all this. How opposite to his design that men should glorify him in their body and spirit, which are his. How destructive to the health and happiness of human. And this taken from Herald, Review and Herald. February 11, 1902, paragraph 1. So we see it goes right back to Eden. And, there's three things that I heard from a preacher. It's we're here for be obedient, for health, for happiness, and to be, you know, obedient to the law of God. So when we are disobedient, when we are not doing what we are called to do, when we're not happy, we don't have relationship with brothers and sisters, we're not loving, we're not being obedient to God, we're being disobedient, and we're breaking the precepts, the 10 precepts, when we are not honoring our Lord. So may the Lord help us as we grow and we change and become this new creature in Christ. Amen. There's a blessing for each and every one of us, and we know as the Sabbath is approaching that we are designed to keep the Sabbath day holy. God has made the Sabbath for us, not us for the Sabbath, so we have to remember that. And we, in Matthew chapter 5, starting at verse 14, it says, "You are the light of the world. A city is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under the bushel on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill," said the Lord. Verse 18, "For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled." Amen. And 19, "Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribe and the Pharisee, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old, time, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not, and whosoever kill shall be in danger of judgment. Brothers and sisters, I just want to encourage you to behold the law, behold the commandment, behold these things, because they're put as a safeguard for each and every one of us. So if there's anyone that would like to share, please press 1 so that I can open your line. Again, I'm happy to be here again to host this evening and welcome each and every one of you. Those that are viewing or listening via the internet, just want to welcome you this evening to Advent Light Ministry. Please press 1 so that you can share, brothers and sisters. You don't want to wait too late to share. This is the great time to share about your week. And, you know, what the Lord is doing for you. If you have prayer requests or if you like to pray or sing a song of meditation or just share something from your devotion, please press 1. And, okay, I don't see anyone has pressed 1 as yet. Usually sometimes the line will act up because people will press 1 and it's not indicated to us. So I'm going to try this line to see if, I think this is Sister Consamelli, if she pressed 1. 518-482, your line is now open.
Yes.
Good evening.
Thank you. Good evening, my dear. Good evening, everyone online. What a blessed, holy Sabbath day. The hours are here, and I am happy to be here this evening. I'm overjoyed always to be here on this line because a few weeks back I couldn't get on at all. But I'm glad to be here this evening. I want to sing a Sabbath song. Thy holy Sabbath, Lord, thy people hail with joy. And while we wait to hear thy word, let praise our hearts employ. With sweet delight the day that thou hast called thine own, we hail and all our homage pay to thine exalted throne. Oh, may thy saints be blessed. All of us on this line are saints. Assist us while we pray. May we enjoy a holy rest and keep the sacred day. When Sabbath's here shall end, and from this world we move, may we an endless Sabbath spend in heavenly courts above. And this evening, I'm so happy that I could, for the words of this song, and I welcome everyone online this evening. And as we sing, as I sing this song, I hope that we all will be blessed. Thy holy Sabbath, Lord, thy people hail with joy. And while we wait to hear thy word, let's praise our hearts and joy. With sweet delight today, that thou hast called thine own, we hail and all our homage pay to thine exalted throne. Oh, when Sabbath here shall end, and from this course we move, may we an endless Sabbath spend in heavenly courts above. Okay. I want to repeat, I want to say this verse. I want to read the poem, this poem. We won't give up the Sabbath. We won't give up the Sabbath, God's holy, happy day. We will not yield its sacred hours for all that men may say. The link that binds our earth to heaven and draws our souls on high, the precious harbinger of rest in home beyond the sky. We won't give up the Sabbath, our heritage from heaven, the gift of God to rich and poor, the day of all the seven. The hours of rest for many, for weary minds and tired and toiling hands. The day when open wide the hour, the gate of heaven stands. We won't give up the Sabbath, though pleasures tempt and pride. We will not sell our day of rest at mammon's tyrant cry. The ancient and the divine command, our guide and strength shall be. We'll wholly keep the Sabbath day from sin and labor free. We won't give up the Sabbath. Its hours are all the Lord's. And precious peace and purest joy the holy day affords. Lord, help us all to value more thy boon to mortal given. Enjoy the Sabbath rest below and then the rest of heaven. Thank you, Sister Paula, for opening my line. And that is my contribution for us this evening. Yes. And I hope that it would be the theme of each one of us on this line this evening. We won't give up the Sabbath, right? Because the Sabbath is God's holy day of rest. And it's a special day that he has set aside for all of us to rest. And when we keep the Sabbath, we are blessed. We are doubly blessed when we keep God's holy day, because it's a day to renew our batteries. Spiritual batteries, so that when we face the new week, we will be able to face it with joy, and we will be strong to meet the temptations and trials that the wicked one will set for our feet day after day during the week. So, my dear brothers and sisters, this evening I'm saying to all of us on this line, don't give up the Sabbath, because it's God's holy day of rest. Okay? Thank you. That's my little encouragement to you this evening. And the text in Exodus says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work. And on the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it we shall do nothing, no work nor anything, and we know the rest of it. Thank you, Sister Paula, for opening my line. God bless each one of you on the line.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Campanelli, yes, for coming on and sharing about the Sabbath, your song, and just, you know, your presence here. It's a blessing to each and every one of us. So we just want to thank you again for sharing and for coming on, and may this blessed Sabbath be a blessing to each and every one of my brothers and sisters. Whether you're worshiping at home, going to church, or whatever, may the Lord be with each and every one of us. Amen. So I will go to the next caller again. First one, if you would like to share, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Okay, I see 225-337. Your line is now open. You're on mute, Sister Leola.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Sister Carla. Was on mute. Oh, praise the Lord, for he is good. Thank you, Sister Casanelli. Always, don't never give up on the Sabbath. You know what? If I will give up on the Sabbath, I just may as well just die. Because you know what? The Bible tells us to know truth and then give it up. It's like a dog going back to his own vomit. So I'm going to say this. By God's grace, I hope that I never even think of giving up the Sabbath day. As much as I have shared this, as much as I have talked about this, oh, mercy. But I want to read something, and this is God's love for man. You know, God's love for man to give us a holy day. Set a day aside for us to rest. If God had not done that, man would actually kill you and putting you to work. Or some people would just work 7 days a week. or they will choose their own day, say they want to rest. But what God says, I have set aside a day of rest. So if he knows what's best for us, and praise God for what he did, you know, I've been sharing with my friend, a friend that asked me, he said, you know what, I have, I don't get all my money. He said, I don't get all my money from my disability, older now. Things happen in his life. He said, but can you help me? I said, you know what? I said, have you asked God? Have you gone to him and asked him to help you? I said, because I can do everything I can for you. And your prayer still, I mean, you still may not be blessed to get what you need. I said, but have you gone to the Most High, your Creator, your Father, and ask him in his Son Jesus' name to him, and have to ask him these questions, because I know I've been, by God's grace, he allowed me to share with him. And he shared with me that he's a Muslim. And, you know, God has people everywhere. But my friend, he's not understanding what God really, truly wants for him. So I told him, I shared everything with him. But you know what? I said, you know what? I'm not going to share anything else until you ask. So he brought something up, and that was the reason I shared that with him. Have you asked? See, when you ask me, I say, you know what? What can I give you? What can I give you? Nothing. If I pray for you, you still have to pray too. You still have to be willing. So by God's grace, we have to tell people, God is waiting on you to ask him. The Bible said he knows how to give his children good gifts, just as a father and a mother give his children. And so when I shared this other part with him, God is the giver of life, the deliverer. He's everything you need. Ask him. So I want to share God's love for man. I just want to read this first two paragraphs, if you don't mind, Sister Carla. And it says, and as I was doing this study with a couple of friends on the prayer line, I said, you know, the blessing, when we look at what this first paragraph, these first paragraph talks about, it says, nature and revelation alike testify of God's love. Our Father in heaven is the source of life, of wisdom, and of joy. Look at the wonderful and beautiful things of nature. Think of their marvelous adaptation to the need and happiness, not only of man, but of all living creatures. The sunshine, the rain, the gladness, the refreshing, the earth, the hills, the sea, and the plains. All speak to us of the Creator's love. It is God who supplies the daily need of all his creatures. In the beautiful words of the psalmist, the eyes of all wait upon thee. Thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. Psalms 145:15-16. And look what God said. I mean, look what the word says. God made man perfectly holy and happy, and fair earth as it came from the Creator's hand, bore no light or shadow of curse. It is transgression of God's law, the law of love, that has brought woe and death. Yet even amid the suffering and result from sin, for God's love is revealed. It's revealed through his Son. for yet man will not believe in him that would believe in God or some other God, Muslim, Allah, whatever. Yet even, it is written that God cursed the ground for man's sake, Genesis. I'm going to stop there. So God love for man everlasting, and but yet man would go to another man to seek something that God himself done gave him already. Why would we do that? Lord, have mercy. You know, my praise go to my Father, because I know this. When I leave this house and traveling on that highway, and I just want to read something that continue in Psalms. Let me read this for you, Sister Carla. It won't take long. It says, it's continue in Psalms 145. It says, the Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserve all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. The mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh be blessed. Let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. So when I think about going to another man to ask another man, can you pray for me that I get my check? Can you pray for me that I be healed? Are you serious? Who was the giver of life? Who is the deliverer? Oh, praise God, from all who bless and flows. I just point them back to the Creator, to God the Father. That's who you need to go to, because I can't do nothing but this voice that go, if it go up, where it's going, because you have not give God the glory yourself. Or you know, I don't want to take that. I don't want to take that power. Matter of fact, I can't. You can't. But you know how men on earth be want to take power and say, well, oh, I'm going to do this for you. No, I cannot. But praise be to God. Go into your closet. Go and pray and ask God. And I will be praying for you, with you. So I just want to thank God this Sabbath day, Sister Carla, for his blessing. Don't you know, this day that I have seen the Sabbath, I am blessed. We are blessed this day to see another Sabbath. And I prayed and I thank God. I say, thank you for letting me see another Sabbath day. And God is so good. So I'm giving him praise, and I want to thank him for blessing us to be on this line another Sabbath. So thank you so much. And I just want to just sing a little short song. I don't know if anybody else, Sister Carla, is on here that I can want to give God the praise. Can I do that? Well, let me just let others share. But I just wanted to share that. How God is so good. We should go to him and thank him and praise him, because his mercy endures forever. And that's what my praise and that's where my thanks is. And when I lift someone up in prayer, God gets the glory, because I know that they are praying too, that they are telling the Lord what they want and what they need. And as we come to the together in prayer, all heavens and God open up. He hear that prayer. He sent his angels with a charge to come right there by God's grace to answer. Praise God. Praise be to God, brothers and sisters. So I want to thank you, Sister Cole, for opening my line. I just wanted to share that. And I wanted to do a little song, but they may have others. So thank you for opening my line. I love you all, and may God bless.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing, Sister Leola. Just a blessing to, you know, on the Sabbath preparation day for my brothers and sisters to come together and worship God in spirit and in truth and to talk of his goodness, to share and to encourage and be a blessing. Because we don't know what we're facing, what we're going through day to day, but we know Jesus is able. So, again, thank you. Amen. I'll go to the next caller, 985-232. Blessed Preparation Day. Your line is now open. See if your line is on mute. Believe Sister Brenda, can you hear me? Sister Brenda, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay, go ahead. Yes.
Sorry, but
I was on mute. Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just want to thank God for another day. Thank him for waking us up and watching over us. I'd like to read a daily devotion. Yep. Okay. That was trying to interfere. Okay. Dear God, thank you for loving us enough to rescue us from our sin. You call your children and you love us as, I'm going to read it right because it's, I want to put all us in, but I can't do it because I'm messing it up. Dear God, thank you for loving me enough to rescue me from my sin. You call me your child and you love me as a father. When I am afraid, let me feel you near. May I draw you to find refuge and protection. I am placing my trust in you completely. While I know I will face struggles here on earth, help me to remember that you will never leave me or forsake me. Oh, Lord, I cling to your promises. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, what a loving Father we have. Thank him for his son. We just want to thank the Lord. This is for, we know he wrote this book. He wrote it for every last one of us. That's why I love reading it, because we have some loving, kind, and words for us, and he give us his point blank, and he mean what he says. So we could take this to the bank and definitely cash it, and know that his voice must be heard, because it goes through the body. So that's why I love reading. I make sure I read them now and make sure that they're in line now. So I just thank God. I just want to ask for prayer for my like prayer family all over the world, everywhere, on the prayer line, off the prayer line, wherever they're at, sick, in the hospital, confined, under bridges, and wherever they may be, even if they are bereaved. Just want to thank God for each one of us and pray those that lost come back, and just pray for each and every one of the hosts and the speakers and all those that make this a whole, including the ones that speak. Those that are afraid to speak, I pray the Lord give them a heart to speak. If it's nothing but thanking God for what he did, even waking them up. because guess what? You might receive a blessing from that, because I know I receive one. I just walk, sometime I fall asleep and I wake up and say, Lord, I thank you for watching over me. And I thank you. It be bits and pieces. So I just want to thank God for us, and I ask y'all to continue praying for me that I grow stronger in the Lord each day, which I will keep pressing on, because I'm a fighter. I'm not a loser. I will keep fighting for the Lord, because I got too much to lose now. My mansion is going to be in heaven, and I can't afford to let go of the Lord, because I know where he brought me from. So God bless, and I love y'all. So everyone have a good set. Well, happy preparation day. I thought about it just now. Your brother John.
Yeah, it's Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. And I heard my wife say it's preparation day. So I'll stay that way too, you know. But just want to say give God the praise, and just want to thank him just for guiding us and showing us what we think. We're at our weakest. All of a sudden, we get turned around and we become our strongest. And so negative thoughts turn into positive thoughts the more you seek God. And the things you think you can't do mentally or physically give us the strength to do it mentally and physically. And I know that when you think life is at its worst, and it turns around for its best, you know, because all you got to do is believe it. That it's going to be better, turn around, and it will. So we do have someone that loves us and watch over us all the time. And I'm very grateful. Like my wife said, without God, without Jesus, where will we be, you know? And learning the word and everything and being able to live and do his will is just keeping me way above water instead of going under. So God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing, Sister Brenda and Brother John. Thank you for also, you know, just Sabbath after Sabbath, you know, Thursday, health reform, Sunday. Last day event, thank you for coming on and sharing. And, you know, as we share, we're learning, and, you know, we know that iron sharpeneth iron. So I just thank you again for sharing and coming on, and may you be blessed by the message today, because we ought to be the light. We ought to have light in the soul and be the light in this world. Amen. So I'll go to the next caller again. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. I believe this is Eli, so if anyone else would like to share, please go ahead and press 1 also, so we can get you in before the prayer time. Brother Eli, 857-505, your line is now open. Thank you.
Amen. Hello, Sister Carla. Hello, brothers and sisters on the prayer line. Happy Preparation Day. My name's Brother Eli. I like to thank God for his love and his mercy, Sister Carla. I like to thank God for his grace and mercy. I like to thank God for his goodness. And Sister Carla, I am so glad, Sister Carla. Sister Carla, today's the day. Had the Lord has made. Oh, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today's the day that the Lord has made. Oh, let us rejoice and be glad in it. I have a prayer request, Sister Carla. My prayer request is today. My prayer request is to lift up my mother in prayer, Sister Carla. Please lift up my mother in prayer. My mother needs a lot of prayer, Sister Carla. And Sister Carla, I'm lifting up individual in prayer. I'm lifting up Sister Tamiko in prayer. I'm lifting up Sister Tamiko's daughter. I'm I'm lifting up Sister Kaisha, Brother Taiwan, Sister KDN. I'm lifting them up in prayer, too. I'm lifting up Sister Anna Kay. Her name is Sister Anna, Sister Carla. Her name is Sister Anna. It's A-N-N-A, Sister Anna, and her last name is Kay. So lift up Sister Anna Kay in prayer. Pray for her mother, Sister Olga. Lift up Sister Olga in prayer. Do not forget to pray for individual in prayer. And Sister Carla, I'm praying for you that the Lord will make you go to Bay Cove, that the Lord will make you, because Sister Carla, Sister Tamika already text you the information about Bay Cove Human Services. I'm praying that you will go to Bay Cove. I'm praying for you that you will move to Boston, Massachusetts. I'm praying for you that you will be a staff member too at Bay Cove Human Services. And Sister Carla, let me sing that song for you, Sister Carla, because Sister Carla, God have a plan for you, Sister Carla. God will make you to move to Boston in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Let's sing it, Brother Ricardo and Sister Carla, and everyone on the story line. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sing it, Brother Ricardo. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so good. Let's forget, Sister Tammy, go yourself like this, Sister. You've been so good. I just want to thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Sister Carla, sing it. Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Amen, Sister Carla. Thank you for opening my line. Amen.
I'm sorry, I was on mute. Thank you again, Brother Eli, for that song, and thank you for coming on and sharing. And we know that God has a plan for each and every one of us, but I don't believe his plan is for me to go to Baco and work there or Boston. So, yeah, I don't believe that's his plan for me. But thank you again for keeping me in prayer and encouraging me. And may someone get that job that's real qualified or that God is, you know, is encouraging to come there. So I'll ask Sister Leola if she can give us a word of prayer, please.
Sure. Amen. 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 Oh, our Heavenly Father, as we come before Thee on this holy Sabbath day, Father, we come with thanksgiving on our lips, praising you and giving you thanks, Father, for the brothers and sisters that here on this prayer line. Heavenly Father, I'm so grateful to be able to come to you. And like always, Father, it's a privilege to be able to come to the throne of grace. Lord, as I'm asking you to look in my heart, humble me, Father, keep me humble and very grateful to you, Lord, Father, your word, our Savior, the Holy Spirit, Father. I'm asking you to continue your work in me that I can be used by you, Father. Lord, forgive us of our sins, Father, and that our prayers will be answered. So, Heavenly Father, as we come lifting up these prayers to you, Father, may you search our heart and know us, and, Lord, and please give us the strength that we stand in need of. So, Lord, as we lift up Brother Eli, Lord, Father, you heard his request. And, Father, he prayed for Sister Tamiko and her family, her children, Lord, Father. Lord, as he lifts up each and every one, Father, you know what they have need of. Lord, Father, as he lifts up Brother Taiwan, Father, Brother Tony needs you, Father. In his situation, Lord, we ask him that you please help him to understand, Father, his relationship between you and him. Ask him, Lord, send your Holy Spirit to search his heart and to help him to surrender self, Lord. Oh, mercy, Lord. Help him, Lord, Father, to help come away from self and our own selfish ways. So, Father, please have mercy. Not just him, Father, myself, each and every one of us. Lord, if there's anything in us, Lord, you know, Lord. Lord, you bring these things out of us a little at a time. Lord, Father, as you told Peter, Lord, Peter, I could not give it all to you because you wouldn't understand. So, Heavenly Father, as you search the hearts of your children on this prayer line, Father, Lord, we ask that you continue to work in us, Lord, your righteousness, and remove all that that sin and the things that cause us that so easily beset us, Father. So help us and strengthen us, Lord. So, Father, as we pray for her son, Taiwan, Lord, Father, you know what his mother been praying for him for. Lord, we asking you to do the same thing for him and each and every one of us. So, Father, thank you. And as I lift up Sister Tamika, Lord, always in prayer for everyone, herself, her children, Lord, continue to strengthen her. Continue to help her in her study and all of that she do, Father, her prayers, everything, even when she joined the line, Lord, faithfulness. Thank you, Father. Now, Lord, as we lift up Brother Eli and his parents, his friends, all those requests that he made, Heavenly Father, we ask that you would touch the heart of the youth. Heavenly Father, help them to know your will. Because, Lord, right now, the time is closing down upon us. The Lord is soon to come. And you say we have to have our heart right. And, Father, we just pray for each and every one of our youth, our children, Lord, Father. Lord, they see so much the peers that's going on in the world. They want to be like somebody else. But, Father, help us to be like Jesus. Jesus said, I come for be your example. So he said, be like Jesus. Do what he did. Go to his Father in prayer. And he lift up everyone in prayer. He prayed for us. He humbled himself. He said he loved his Father. And all the things that he did, he honored his Father. He said he kept his Father's commandments. Oh, brothers and sisters, Lord, we just got to tell our children that don't be like nobody. You got to be like the Savior. He said he is the example. So thank you, Lord, for doing that for us. Oh, we thank you, Father. So now, Lord, as we continue to lift up others, Lord, Father, on the prayer line, Sister Carla, Father, Lord, as she's traveling to the meetings that she will be going to, Lord, to listen to more of the word and get more understanding. Father, I ask that you give us safe traveling mercy. I'm asking, Father, that you protect her and encamp all around her vehicle with your vehicle with her, with your holy angels, Father. Oh, Father, send them with her, and that she will know, Lord, that her vehicle and herself is protected by the Most Holy Father, and his and everything she do, Lord, is in your will. Now, Heavenly Father, we also lift up Sister Brenda and Brother John. Sister Brenda asked for prayers to keep her in prayer, Father, that she will continue to do your will. And, Father, we ask you to strengthen her. We ask you to lead and guide her. And, God, you speaks in our ear. That little small, still voice talks to us and tell us what is right. Father, help her. Speak those words in her ear, Father, and let her know that you love her and you gave up your only begotten son for her, Lord. I'm pleading, Lord, for my sister, my brother-in-law, Father, my family, my sisters, my brother that's out there in the streets on drugs. His name is Lionel, Lord. Father, I plead for Lionel, asking that you once again, Lord, save him from them streets. Bring him back to you, Father. And Heavenly Father, my sisters, all my sisters, Lord, I think I have six or seven sisters living. And Lord, if they don't know you, I'm asking that you save them and help them to turn from their ways and seek Christ. Oh, Father, thank you. Now, Lord, we also lift up Sister Consinelli. She was on the prayer line talking about your Sabbath day, Lord. That we don't give up on your Sabbath day, but most important, Father, and that we embrace your Sabbath and keep your Sabbath. And not only that, if you tell somebody else about the Sabbath, Lord, that'll be encouraging for you to keep the Sabbath holy yourself. Oh, Father, have mercy upon your people, Lord, because the time is closing up and many things are being done, Lord, about this Sunday, Lord. So, Lord, have mercy upon brothers and sisters that know about the Sabbath, Lord, but yet not practicing it. Lord, have mercy, Lord. Sometimes we slip and fall, but you can come to God and say, forgive me. So, Lord, thank you. Lord, Father, there was others on the prayer line, Lord. As I lift them up, Lord, I'm asking that you be with each and every individual, Sister Power and her ministry. And, Lord, I thank you for Sister Stephanie, a testimony this morning, how the Lord blessed her. Thank you, Lord. Lord, that you continue to work things out for her and her daughter and her son, Father. And, Lord, now we pray for Brother O'Neill, Lord, as my son, Lord, Father. My son, he's asking you, Lord, to lead and guide him, to strengthen him, Father, to especially the work that he's doing, Lord. Bless his work. Give him wisdom, knowledge. Oh, Father, thank you. And now, Lord, we lift up the minister that will be bringing a message tonight, Lord. We lift up Brother Ricardo, Lord, Father, all these messages that we learn. Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you've been doing with Brother Ricardo on this line, Lord. He piercing the hearts of man, Lord, Father. Let us understand it. And not only understand it, Father, let us get wisdom and walk in your ways, Lord. Let us take heed, Father, and we cannot do it if we don't prepare. So we got to practice these things. Oh, Father, help your children to practice what is being taught to us. So thank you, Father, for this blessing, this opportunity to come to you in prayer. So now, Lord, as we close in prayer, Lord, we asking a blessing over this prayer line at the Enlightened Ministry. Lord, continue to feed us. Lead us and guide us. Protect us on this prayer line. Lord, keep this prayer line, Father. And we ask all this. And we also, Father, not last, not least, but we pray for the Holy Spirit. Lord, we ask in the Holy Spirit to be with us on this prayer line. Lord, fill us, help us, and now, Lord, can you to continue to be with us throughout the night as Brother Ricardo bring us the message. Thank you, Father. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen, brothers. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Carla. Amen. Okay, Sister Carla may be on a traveling, and I will take the line, Brother Ricardo, and I will open your line. We're going to ask that if you press 1. Amen. And brothers and sisters, we're going to open Brother Ricardo's line, and he is our speaker for this evening. Amen. Brother Ricardo, this is Sister Leola.
Amen.
And your line
you
is open. Yes, we can hear you. Yes, we can hear you.
Leola. Welcome to Advent Light Prayer Line. I pray by the end of this message, you will receive anointing from above through the word of God. Father in heaven, we come before your presence. Thank you so much for this preparation day. As we are about to go into your word, say to another week, you have brought us on our way. In spite of what we go through during the week, Lord, we are not worthy to be alive today. But because of your love, because of your goodness, you want each and every one of us to make it and to see your face. So you can say, well done, my good and faithful servants. Now we are asking for your power of your anointing of your Holy Spirit, who is our teacher, who will guide us into all truth. Thank you so much for hearing our prayer. Thank you so much for your presence to be with us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. So we're going to do a continuation of the light of the word in the soul. The light of the word in the soul. Go with me to Proverbs now. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27. The light of the word in the soul. And we want to know, how can we get this light in the soul, beloved? Because when the light of the word in your soul, you are a changed being. You are a changed man and woman, beloved. You are not the same anymore because Jesus' word, they are life and they are spirit. Let us read Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Come on right there. Pause. So now the Bible is enlightening you and I as a candle. Are you with me, friends? When you're in a dark room and you have a candle, what purpose the candle serve? No purpose, right? But we know this candle has value. If you have a lighter or a matches, you're going to light that candle, and that candle going to give you light so you can see. Now the Bible says again, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inner parts of the belly. Now the word of God going to search all the inner parts of you and I being, your mind, your motive, everything, brothers and sisters. That's what the Bible said, the word of God, it is a two-edged sword. It is sharp, piercing, even the asunder, even the thought, even the imagination, even the marrow and the joints. Beloved, the word of God need to pierce our hearts. We do not want to have a knowledge of the word, because some of us, we are candles but don't have no light. But Jesus wants to lift you up. Jesus wants to give you light in your soul that you may see, beloved. You may see your need in these last days because Jesus is coming. You see the signs of the time, the signs of the crisis that's going on. Brothers and sisters, they are about to turn off the physical light. But, beloved, if they turn off the physical light, that's not supposed to bother you, because you know you have the light of life abiding in your soul. We want the light of Jesus. They are about to turn off the water, beloved, and we want the water represent the Holy Spirit to abide in our soul, beloved. A trouble is coming, and this trouble, brothers and sisters, we can look for it. We can anticipate it. We can prepare. We can get everything ready. But, beloved, if we are not in Jesus, we will be a cast away. Brothers and sisters, you and I, we are like a candle, and Jesus come to light us. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Jesus is knocking, beloved, upon you and I heart. But if you let him in, he wants to come in and light up your soul, light up your mind. Jesus wants to turn your life around. Jesus loves you. He's coming. He's coming again. So who is the light? Who will light our candle? Let us see who will light our candle. Go with me to Psalms chapter 18, verse 28. Psalms chapter 18, verse 28. We want to know who will light our candle. Because the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. You and I are candles. I want to know if you have this light or you have a form. Brothers and sisters, we want the light of Jesus. We want the light of the word. We want the light of the Holy Spirit to light up our mind. When light is in you, there is no darkness there. Psalms chapter 18, verse 28, for thou wilt light my what? Candle. Who will light the candle? For thou will light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. So the Bible is showing you and I, we are a candle but have no light. When darkness comes, you don't have no light. But Jesus wants to light your candle. So others may see your light. Before you get this light, if you have a candle and you have a lighter in your hand, before the light come on, you're going to have a spark. Before the light come on, you're going to have a spark. Just like you come in your room and you have, and you come into the dark room, if you you know where the switch at, but when you flip the switch, there is a spark first, then the light immediately. Let me show you if you don't believe me. Go with me to Job chapter 18, verse 5 and 6. Job chapter 18, verse 5 and 6. Let me show you something, beloved. Before you get this light, Jesus has to give you the spark. And in knocking, and the knock is the spark. Brothers and sisters, we need Jesus to come into our life in these last days. We don't want a spark. We want the light so our light can shine among others. Job chapter 18, verse 5 and 6. Let's read. Yea, the light of the wicked shall be put out, and the spark of his fire shall not shine. Notice, before you light this candle, there's going to be a spark. When you light a match, when you strike the match on the back, you're going to have a spark. Then you see the light come on immediately. Brothers and sisters, we do not want to be like a spark. Spirit of prophecy says some of us, we are like a flickering light. Brothers and sisters, we don't want to be like a flickering light. We want to have the light of Jesus in the soul, the light of the word in the soul. Beloved, when you have the light of Jesus Christ's word in your soul, you are a changed being. Why do you think 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Why? Why? In John chapter 8, verse 12, them, saying, I am the what? Light of the world. He that what? Follow me. He that what? Follow this light. If you are following Jesus, what he going to give you? He that follow me shall not walk in what? Darkness, but shall have what? Light. Pause right there. Jesus is making an exchange with you and I. Jesus, when Jesus comes to you and I, we represent darkness, represent sin and death. Pain and suffering, damnation, the wrath of God abide upon you. But Jesus in his love, he come with light and to exchange that darkness and to give you light. When Jesus in your midst, darkness expel, darkness has to flee. When you split that switch, beloved, darkness disappear. Beloved, when Jesus come into the soul, this sin that easily beset you and I will easily overcome. For the Bible says, for though we walk in the flesh, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapon, what is this weapon? Beloved, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Beloved, this is our weapon, for though we walk in the what? Flesh. We do not war after the what? Flesh. For the weapons of our warfare, the weapon is our word. The weapon is our faith. The weapon is our belief in Jesus. The weapon is our prayer life, beloved. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the what? Flesh. For the weapon of our war, what? Warfare are not what? Carnal. You and I, we are what? Carnal. When you are in darkness, you are what? Carnal. But when you have light, you have light. Not only light, but light. Beloved, Jesus wants to give you this light. Life. And this light is also fire. Come in, he loves you. Let me go back where we feel, where we stopped last week. Go with me now in John chapter 8, verse 12. John chapter 8, verse 12. Let me show you something right here. This is powerful, beloved. If we can get this, beloved, our whole life will change. John chapter 8, verse 12. Listen to what Jesus said. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. Notice what he said. Jesus said what? I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in what? Darkness, but shall have the light of life. Two things Jesus gives you, light and life. Are you hearing this, friend? Light and life. This light is fire and also life. The fire that Jesus wants to give you is to consume the sin, to purify your soul, and to righteousness. Notice right here again. So Jesus said, if you follow him, he will give you what? Light and life. How is that? How is this so? Go with me to John chapter 1, verse 4. Let us clarify this, because Jesus is saying that if you follow him, he will give you light and life. Let us clarify this. Because if Jesus is going to give you light and life, that means both exist in Jesus. Jesus is light and also life. Well, light, beloved, is life. John chapter 1, verse 4. In him was what? Life. And the life was the light of man. When you have Jesus, you have what? Life in your being. Life in your soul. And also light. But the Bible says, the Bible says, when you follow Jesus, you will not walk in darkness anymore. So let us look at our previous life. What we used to do in the past. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. And I'm going to come back to fire. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. Listen to what the Bible said right here. For you were sometimes darkness, but now ye are what? Light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Pause right there. The Bible says, for what? For ye were sometimes. That ye were sometimes dealing with the past, right? We want to know what we used to do in the past. Because a lot of us are still doing the things in the past. You cannot confess Christ and living in the present and say you are children of light. For ye were sometime darkness. What we used to do in the past. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. Let us connect the verse. Let the Bible speak to our hearts, beloved, because this is the time. I'm going to make Jesus be uplifted, Jesus be seen, and his word uplifted. Are you with me, friends? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. Remember now, for you were sometimes darkness. Come on right there, Paul. We want to know what Jesus is saying right here to us. Let us see what the Lord is saying. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. For we are in time past, ye walk according to the course of this world. If you walk according to the course of this world, you represent what? Darkness. You are children. You are a child of Satan. Mercy. We are in time past. Ye walk according to the what? The course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. Pause right there. Who is your God? Satan. the spirit that now worketh in the children of who? Disobedience. Verse 3, among whom also we had all our conversation in time what? Past. In the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desire of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature, what? By nature, carnal, and were by nature the children of what? Wrath. What is this wrath? What is the wrath of God? The seventh last plague. And were by what? Nature the children of what? Wrath. Even as others. Seventh day Adventists. Advent life people, those of you who are on Advent life, you and I are not supposed to be like the others in the world. If we are doing the things of the world, living like them, you are a child of disobedience. But now Jesus comes to give you light and life and fire. This light is fire. Watch this right here. So do you know that the word of God is fire? Go with me to Matthew chapter 3. Verse 11, Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. 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 Let's read. This is John the Baptist speaking. Watch this right here. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. For he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to what? Bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with what? Fire. So you make confession unto repentance for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Beloved, we have to baptize. We have to repent to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Notice right here again. I indeed baptize you with what? John the Baptist speaking. Baptize you with what? Water. And to what? Repentance. Do you see a need for Jesus? Do you see a need to receive this light? Do you see a need to receive life? Do you see a need to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost with fire? When you are baptized with the Holy Spirit, beloved, you are not the same. The things that you and I do, we don't have no more desire. The fire consumed the desire. The fire consumed the urge on all of these things. You do not want to do these things anymore because you give away yourself in Jesus' hand. It is not I who live, but Christ who liveth in you and I. Through confession, we confess and repent of our sins, right? That is also confession. Confession. Because it's, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. In order for you to repent, you are confessing your wrong. You see a need for a savior. You see a need for a change, right? So now, if we see our need, praise the Lord. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 6, verse 5 to 7. Isaiah chapter 6. Listen to what the Bible said now. Because Isaiah sees need, and Isaiah repents, and he confesses sin. But Isaiah sees condition, and he knows that he needs a higher power to help him in these areas. And we have the power of the Word of God, the power of His Holy Spirit, and the presence of God with us. Listen to what Isaiah says. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 5 to 7. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Verse 6. Then flew one of the seraphim unto me, having a live coal in his hand. Pause. He have a what? Live coal in his hand. This is fire, right? But this fire is not to consume you. This fire is to consume the sin that separates you and I from God. Watch this right here. Then flew one of the seraphim unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongue from off the what? Altar. Verse 7 now. Listen now. Catch it. And he laid it upon my what? mouth, with the mouth we made what? Confession, with the mouth we repent of our sins, and weep before the porch and the altar, right? When you do this, God's going to act. God's going to do a work, beloved, in us. Watch this. Because Isaiah said what? Woe is me. Woe is me, Paul said, woe is me, a wretched man that I am. Who will deliver me from this body of sin? This body of temptation? This body that caused me to violate the laws of God? Listen now, listen what the man of God said. Listen what the Bible said. There flew one of this earthly man to me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the song of the altar, verse 7. And he laid it upon my mouth. When he laid it upon his mouth, what happened? And said, lo, this had touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve, beloved. There is hope for you and I, Advent Life. If you see your need, God wants to remove your sin. God wants to remove the sins of record against you and I. The man of God repent. He confessed. But he realized that, Lord, I need help. I am undone, Lord. These sins, they are stubborn, Lord. Give me the strength. Woe is me. I am unclean. Through confession, beloved, you realize your need. You realize your mistake. You realize your error. You realize your default. And when you accept Jesus Christ's mercy, he come in, beloved, and bring in that light in your mind. Light up your soul. Light up your life. That's why others see you and realize, oh, you're shining. You're glowing. Because Jesus come and clean you up. Jesus love you. He wants to purge you and I sin. What a day. Oh, happy day. When Jesus walk, Jesus wants to walk up and down in our lives, beloved. When he walk, beloved, every darkness flee, because the Lord of hosts is here. Even if you have demon in your life, you need to claim the spirit. You need to claim the promise of God's word over your life. These words, they have life, and they are spirit, Jesus said. Beloved, the word changed your life. The word caused you to be converted. Jesus is coming. Go with me to Jeremiah chapter 5. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 14. All right. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 14. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 14. Wherefore, thus said the Lord, God of hosts, because ye speak this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire, and this people wood, and it shall devour them. Why the word of God is like a fire, and it's going to devour us? Because of unbelief, because of backsliding, because of lukewarmness, beloved. Careless and indifferent. Beloved, this word come to change us, to purify us, to clean us up in these last days. But because of unbelief, because we are ease in Zion, a lot of us, we go to church and we think SDA means sitting down always. No, it means Seventh-day Adventist. It does not mean sitting down always in the church. Beloved, why we think that when we are witnessing to our loved ones, our words don't prick their heart. There's no transformation. They are not pricked. They are not saying, They are not saying, mercy. They are not quenched, beloved, because we are cold. Jesus wants to give us this life. When you have the life of Jesus, when the word activate you, when the word of God has meaning in your life, when the word of God takes first place, when you speak to others, beloved, they can't stand in your presence. Either they got to flee or they got to submit to the word of God. Beloved, Jesus saying, wherefore, thus says the Lord, God of hosts, because ye speak this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire. Why when we confess, why when we're preaching and witnessing to others, we ain't seeing no fruit? We don't see people heart breaking up. Why? Because we are not right. Jesus is not in the vessel. Jesus said he wants to make his words in you and I mouth fire. We are praying for our loved ones all these years. Nothing wrong with that. We are saying pray for so-and-so, pray for so-and-so. But why when we pray, why when we witness, why when we encourage them into the things of the Lord, nothing happens? Something, the problem is you and I. Because we confess to know Jesus with our mouth, but our heart is far away from him. Jesus said, these people draw nigh with me. And if you are an Advent light today, are you in this message 45 years, 15 years, 20 years, even 2, 3 years, beloved, and there's no transformation in your life, something wrong. Go back to the cross. Come in, you love us. I will make my words in thy mouth fire, and this peoplehood, and it will consume them. Remember, Jesus was speaking to the disciples on the way. Let us go to Luke chapter 24, verse 32. Luke chapter 24. The word of God, when Jesus opened the scriptures to his disciples, they said, did not our heart burn within us? They see their need. They realize Jesus is in their presence. Never recognize him. Sister White said, in these last days, many of God's people, the ministers who dedicate their lives to the service of God, and many of God's people mock the messenger, and the message that the messenger is bringing is life-saving, is life-changing, and we mock and we jeer. Oh, I know that. You know what is your problem? You are lukewarm. You are dead weight. Sister White said, a lot of us, we are clogged. We are weighing down heaven. Beloved, why we are not seeing people being baptized in every Saturday? 15, 20 people. Some of us, we are going to church in 3, 4 months. You don't see nobody coming to the church. Why we are not seeing people? But Sister White said, because the member of the church, they are corrupted and converted. She can't get along. There's no love among us. We call like ice. Have nothing but head knowledge. But let that knowledge go into the heart. And when that knowledge goes into the heart, it transforms you. Beloved, Jesus is coming. Get ready. Jesus is coming. I pray. Pray for me that I not be a castaway. Pray for me, beloved. Jesus loves you. He will not give up on you. We are the ones that are going to give up on him. Luke chapter 24, verse 32. The word of God is like fire. I pray that your heart is burning within you. Verse 32 said, and they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scriptures? What caused their heart to be burned? The scriptures. They are God's holy word. The scriptures, they are light and they are spirit. Fire shut up in those scriptures. And when those scriptures activated, that's why David said, that word I have hid in my heart that I may not sin. The word of God is like a leash upon you and I. It costs you not to go astray. It costs you not to go put your foot to the left or to the right. It's just like when you walk in a Doberman dog or a German Shepherd, and that dog see another dog, and the dog wants to go fight that dog, but you have that leash, and you hang on to that dog, and that dog, even though he's hacking up on all these things, even though when you're not flesh hacking up, when the word of God is in the mind, David said, that word I have what? Hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. Why? For though we walk into the flesh, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God. Pull it down, stronghold. Why? Because the word of God causes you and I to pull down evil thoughts, evil surmising thoughts, thoughts that is not of God. Causing on imagination and bringing every thought into the captivity to the obedience of Christ. And when you are doing that, that demon of lust, that demon of oppression, that demon of unbelief come to tell Jesus, use the word, it is written, Satan, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Beloved, Jesus is coming. Get ready. Jesus is coming. Get ready. While Jesus was walking, while they were walking, by the way, their heart burned within them. Jesus said, I want my word to be in your mouth like fire. Whoever come in your presence, either they're going to flee or they submit. Because these words, they are life. It caused them to get uncomfortable in your presence because you are speaking fire. The word of God is going to shut up in your bones. When the word of God is you, you cannot be quiet. You cannot stay quiet at your job, on the highway, in the supermarket. You just want to preach. You just want to encourage. Come in, beloved. Get ready. Go with me to Jeremiah chapter 23. Jeremiah chapter 23. We are falling from our first love. We are falling from the first fire. We are falling from the first light. That's why we are dead in the church, dead in these last days. And that's why Jesus, if we are delaying his coming, while Jesus, when God the Father say, cut them down, Jesus say, send an angel and say, hold, tell the four angels to hold, because the troubles, you and I see the troubles, beloved, and Jesus is in heaven pleading on you and I behalf and say, God, they are not ready. My church is not ready. Not even myself ready. I'm talking to you. Pray for me. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 29. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 29. My word like a fire. What God said? Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 29. Is not my word like as a fire, said the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. Your heart is like a rock. God wants to use the hammer of his word to pound. Some of us, we are stubborn. Some of us, we are cold. We are just barely lukewarm, cold like ice. But God in his mercy, God in his love, he said, I'm going to use the hammer of my word. Some of us, God said, I have to use the chisel. I have to use the pickaxe stick on you. Your heart is so hard. Beloved, when you go there in the soil, in your garden, there's a quotation that say the soil is stubborn. Lord, I say mercy. So my heart, you and my heart, it is stubborn. Do you when you realize that when you are digging the soil, it takes so much sweat, so much energy. Just like God the Father, God has to be fighting with us because we are like stiff-necked people. One moment he clean us up, another moment we go dirty for ourselves. Jesus love you. He's coming back. He's got my word like a fire, said the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. Jesus wants to cause us to break up our fallow ground. For it is time for the Lord to come until he reign righteousness. Jesus wants his character to be seen in us. Jesus is looking in the Adventist church. Jesus is looking on Advent life. Who will be among the 144,000? Who will stand in these last days? Who will be like Daniel, there to stand alone, there to have a purpose and make it known? Who will I teach knowledge? Who will I make to know doctrine? Them that are weaned from the breast and drawn from the milk. Beloved, who in these last days will stand for the master? Only the word of God going to stand in these last days. Standing with it. Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9. Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9. Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9. Some of us, we get discouraged along the way, but I'm telling you, if the word of God is in you, you ain't going to stay quiet even though disappointment come your way, because the man of God, he was preaching, he was encouraging Israel, but Israel backsliding, Israel Seventh-day Adventist. We are Israel, modern Israel, and spiritual Israel. Their example will be our example in these last days. Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9, then said I will not make mention of him. Who? Jeremiah said, I will not make mention of God, right? I ain't going to speak to these stubborn, stiff-necked people. They are saying they're following God all these years. I don't see no reform. They have somewhat reform. All these reform, but their heart is not reformed. Then I said, I will not make mention of him nor speak anymore in his name. But his word was in mine heart like as a burning fire. I want to know if the word of God is in your heart like a burning fire. If I am speaking to you and your heart is pricking, you feel so uncomfortable and you see the things that, Lord, woe unto me. There is hope telling me that the Holy Spirit still working upon your heart. But if you are listening on this prayer line and you don't feel nothing, you don't feel normal, woe unto you. Go on your knees and say, Lord, when the word of God preach, it don't move me. I go to church one way and come back the same way, Lord. I forget that a sign that the Holy Spirit is withdrawn from you. But if your heart is being pricked right now, while I'm hoping the scripture to you, there is hope. Humble your heart before the Lord. God said, if my people, which are called by name, in other words, if my people, Advent Line, who profess to know me, profess to sing, profess to talk about the good that I do for them in their lives during the week, if they pray and humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, God said, I will heal you. Not only heal your land, I want to heal your backsliding. I want to heal your ungratefulness. I want to heal your coldness and give you fire. You and I, we are like candles in the Lord's hand. And some of us, we are like candles where you put a candle in our refrigerator, in the freezer, cold like ice. God have the fire, wants to light that candle, light that board, light that bed, brothers and sisters. And it cannot light because we are cold. Full of knowledge, the candle valuable. Just knowledge, but no love, no tenderness. Cold like ice. When Jesus comes into your life, there's going to be a difference. You are different. You are changed man and woman. The light of the word in the soul. You're not a Christian because you believe. You're not a Seventh-day Adventist because you believe in the spirit of prophecy and the movement of this church history. No, you are a Christian because you know Jesus. You are a Christian because you meet Jesus and Jesus changed your life. Believe not going to only cause you to be saved. It's the relationship, the intimate relationship that you have with Jesus. Do you have a relationship with Jesus? Many of us, we're rich towards this world, but we are not rich towards God. The word of God caused you to be rich spiritually. Some of us, we are bankrupt, beloved. We bank book full of money, but spiritual bank book bankrupt. Nothing to draw from the spring of life. Nothing. Jesus is coming. Get ready. He loves you. He don't want to cast you up, to be a cast away in these last days. He loves you. Now, we want to come back with me now. How did you move from darkness to light? Go with me to Colossians, because Jesus wants to deliver us, and only the word of God is going to deliver you and I in these last days. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. Who had delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear son? What? Who had what? Delivered us from the what? The power of darkness. You remember, you and I represent darkness when you never know Jesus. But when you come to Jesus, what Jesus do? He deliver you from what? Power. In other words, the stronghold of the sinful life that you live. The stronghold of the demons in your life. The stronghold of the bad habits. Jesus wants to deliver you and I from the power of darkness and to translate you into his kingdom of his dear son. So in the kingdom of Jesus, what you see, nothing but pure light. But in the kingdom of Satan, in this world, nothing but darkness. Why do you think Psalm 23 says, though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Though be pierced as a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Pause. What is this table? What did God prepare for you and I? Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Pause. Table. What did God put on this table in the presence of you and an enemy? Do you know it is the word of God? God prepare a table. This is the word of God. What did you do around a table? You sit and you read and you eat up on the word of God. If you don't believe me, go with me to Isaiah chapter 30. You write in a book. Let me show you something. He said, I prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. I never prepare a big physical meal before you. No, I prepare a table. This table is dealing with the word of God. What you do around a table, you sit down and you meditate upon the word of God. You sit down and you have peace of mind. Isaiah chapter 30. Isaiah chapter 30. Let me show you. Let me show you. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 8. Now go write it before them in a table. When you write in a note, when you write in a letter, where do you write that letter? On a table, right? God said, I prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. I prepare a book before you in the presence of the power that be. I prepare a book before you in the presence of all of the chaos in the world. This book I prepare before you, it's going to show you how to escape. It's going to show you what's going to transpire in this life. And it's going to show you how to prepare and get others ready. Watch this now. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 8. Now go, write it before them in our table. I want to know what is this. And note it in our book table. I prepare, I put a note in our book before you. Around a table. Notice right here. And notice in our book that it may be for what? Time to come for what? Ever and ever. Time to come ever and ever. So God is saying that I prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. Everyone who sits around this table, God pronounced a blessing upon them. What do you mean, my brother? Go with me to Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. Go with me now. Let's do the connection. Because, beloved, the word of God got to speak, beloved. Watch this right here. I prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. God never prepare no guns. God never prepare no knife and all of these things. No, I prepare a weapon, and this weapon is the word of God. Watch this right here. Because now he knows it in our book. And what you do, you open the book and you read and you study. Are you with me, friends? I hope you ain't reading in this last day, but I hope you are reading and studying and keeping those things. Listen now. Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed is he that what? Readeth. Blessed is he that readeth. Because I know it in our what? Book. Around our what? Table. Blessed is he that readeth. And they that hear. Hear the word that I know in our book. Blessed is he that readeth. And they that heareth the word of this prophecy. And keep those things which are what? Written therein. For the time is at what? Hand. Pause. Remember God said, go, write it before them in our table and note it in our book. So the man's servant is writing around a table, writing the revelation of Jesus, writing the everlasting gospel for you and I in these last days. This is what we have in these last days. Notice. Go, write it before them in our table and note it in our book. That it may be for what? Time to come forever and ever. Right? And also, go with me to Romans chapter 15. Because God wrote this in a book and he writes it for a time to come. Go with me to Romans chapter 15 now. Verse 4. Romans chapter 15, verse 4. Remember now, God said, I prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy. In other words, I note it in a book around a table in the presence of your enemy. I'm showing you what your enemy is doing in these last days. And I'm going to show you the destiny, the future of your enemy. Romans chapter 15, verse 4. For whatsoever things were written, when God wrote that, he noted in our book around a table. That's why he said, for though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, the shadow of death is darkness. The shadow of death is the past lifestyle that you and I used to live. The shadow of death is the witchcraft and the witches and the sorcery and all of these things. The climate change and the Sunday law and the lockdown and the time that you cannot buy or sell. For whatsoever things were written afar time were written for our what? Learning. That we through patience of the saints, for we through patience and comfort of the what? Scripture might what? Have hope. So through the word of God in these last days, you will find what? Hope. Though we are waiting for Jesus, you continue to hope for him. Though you are waiting for the second coming of Jesus Christ, you must have patience. Through patience, this is the patience of the saints. When you have the patience, then God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit can send the latter rain, beloved, in these last days. When the fruit is fully developed, the character is fully developed. Brothers and sisters, you cannot have a sour character. You cannot speak anywhere you want to speak to each other. If you are mistreating and treating your brothers and sisters, you are a child of Satan. Because Jesus said, if you are of Abraham's seed, you will believe and you will do the things of Abraham. But because you are the child of Satan, because his desire you want to do, Satan mistreats God's people. Satan brings confusion and crime and violence on God's people. Heartbroken. How is it that we're going to break each other's hearts? You are a child of the devil. We don't want to speak like this no more because we want to offend. I don't work for man. I work for Jesus Christ. I work for the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. No man can tame my tongue. I speak life in this dark world. I speak life in these last days to God's people because Jesus Christ is coming. Who will stand in this day, beloved? We will stand on our feet and be consumed. Jesus Christ is the Word. This Word brings life. I want to light up your soul. Jesus loves you. But how can we maintain the light in the soul? Or how can we keep the light in the soul? Go with me to John chapter 12. Go with me to John chapter 12. Remember now, for though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Notice this word. For though I walk, walk. Don't miss this. For though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For though are with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Don't prepare a table before me. Notice, for though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, so while we are walking the valley of the shadow of death, God give us light, his word. For though prepare us a table before me. How can you and I maintain, how can you and I keep the light in the soul? John chapter 12, verse 35 to 36. John chapter 12, verse 35 to 36. Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have light. For though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, Jesus said, walk while ye have light. Walk while ye have the word of God. Walk while you have the word of God shining in you and out and through you. Walk while you have light. Let darkness come upon you. Walk. Believe in the word. Believe in the spirit of prophecy. Believe in the teaching of God's word. If you don't, start walking in darkness. Sister White says, anyone who rejects the spirit of prophecy, you're going to reject by the truth. And a lot of Adventists, we have so much erroneous doctrine, and we want to indoctrinate God's people, but you're going to go to hell because God said, come out of her, my people. How is it that Seventh-day Adventists come out of the fallen church, and we come in the light of God's word, the holy true church upon this earth, and we see so much erroneous doctrine, confusion? God is not the author of confusion, beloved. We must follow the word of God. And don't hard to it, because Jesus said, if you hard to it, I will hard the second aspect to you, and I will remove your name from the book of life. Beloved, we don't want to tell our brothers and sisters this, but you are going to hell. Sad to say, because Jesus said, come out of her, my people, that you may not partake of her sin or plague. Babylon is falling, it's falling. How is it that Seventh-day Adventists of Babylon teaching among us? Sister, why say we are in danger of becoming a sister to Babylon? How is it that you're going to call our people a sister to Babylon? Why? Sister, of allowing our church to become corrupted, of allowing our church, people don't want to talk no more. I don't want to offend him. I don't want to offend her. But woe unto you, because there will be no coward in heaven. The coward is out of the gate. Beloved, you cannot be a coward in these last days. You must be here to be a Daniel, be here to stand alone, be here to have a purpose and make it known. I will rather lose all of my Seventh-day Adventist friends than compromise. I will stand true for God. No matter what, my mom can tell you, my wife can tell you, I don't play with God's word because it is a consuming fire. And brothers and sisters, your blood will not be upon my hand because I'm telling you, you stand Seventh-day Adventist between life and death. Where do you stand? Some of us will die, and some of us will die to damnation, and some of us will die with the Holy Spirit when Jesus comes and wakes us up back again. We will rise to eternal life, never experience that anymore, never experience pain anymore, never experience sickness anymore. This is what Jesus wants to give each and every one of us. But we want to take Satan's side. Go ahead. But for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Jesus is coming, beloved. Get ready and get your house in order and get everyone ready. No one's supposed to be in your house and not keeping the Sabbath. Beloved, if you have a shed and your children in your house, put them out. Because God's Sabbath is serious. This is your test of loyalty. This is the seal of God. If you want to compromise when the guardian angel go back, unfaithful. What beside your name, unfaithful, unjust still, unworthy, filthy. You are an enemy of God. Beloved, the time is coming, the test of loyalty, which is Sunday and Sabbath, coming upon Seventh-day Adventist. And beloved, if you are dabbling with the Sabbath, if you are not serious, God, you will not stand in the last days. Stand for Jesus, and he will stand for you. Stand for him, no matter what. If family fail you, stand for Jesus. Jesus said, if family reject you, I will give you more family. I will give you brothers and sisters, not unconverted, but loving and converted brothers and sisters who have the love of God in their heart. If you stand for Jesus, he will stand for you. Some of us, we in the city, and while Jesus cannot get us out of the city because Satan has dominion over us, we are not faithful to him. We are not faithful in our tithe. We are not faithful in our service. We are not faithful in our honesty with one another. Jesus is coming, and this lot of Seventh-day Adventists is going to be lost. Sister White said, many Adventists who teach the truth of the seal of the Sabbath will not be sealed. Why? Because they know their master will. They are familiar with movement, but they make no necessary work in their life. They make no preparation. They don't walk in it. Beloved, do not profess the truth of God. The little light that you have, the little knowledge that you have, apply it to your life. Because we cannot fool ourselves. Beloved, Jesus is coming. He loves you. Why will you die? Why will you die? Let me sing a song for you.
I stand to praise you, but I fall on my knees. My spirit is willing, but my flesh is so weak. Like the fire in my soul, fan the flame, oh Lord, you know just where I've been. So light the fire, my heart again. I feel your arms around me as the power of the healing begins. You breathe life.
me like a mighty rushing wind, light the fire in my soul, find the flame, make me whole. Lord, you know just where I've been, so light the fire in my heart again. Jesus wants to light the fire in your heart. A lot of us, we've fallen from our love, first love. A lot of us, we get cold and different. A lot of us, when we hear the word of God, it don't move us, it don't prick us. We just like we're hearing a story. Beloved, you are in danger of losing your soul. Beloved, Jesus is coming. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. Heaven is too cheap, beloved, to lose out. Seventh day Adventist. There's a special blessing upon you and I. If you die tomorrow, if you die a few months from now, Jesus wants to raise you. God the Father is going to raise you up and to show you off. Beloved, you and I, because the Bible says, blessed are they that die in the Lord and forth. He's talking about them that die under the third angel message, faithful, and they're going to raise up and see the 144,000. And God going to proclaim the day and the hour of Jesus coming. Are you in that number? If you are, if you say we must strive to be among the 144,000, strive with all your power, all your might, all your being to see Jesus. But if we do not strive to be there, beloved, you will run from him to the rocks and to the mountain and say, hide us from the face of him that sit on the cloud. Beloved, Jesus is coming. He have a reward with him. You are kings and queens. Don't look at the queens who just died. They ain't going nowhere. These people, they are Illuminati. These are people are witches. These people, they are, these are the government that give you a hard time working your job, and you barely can make it in these last days. But Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, and where I am, you will be also. Beloved, Jesus wants to bring you somewhere. You will never have frustration. You will not have worry. No gray hair and no stress will be upon you anymore. No hypertension and all these things. Beloved, Jesus is coming. Get ready. Get ready to meet your Lord. Get ready to meet your God. Get ready to meet, go to your home. This is not our home, beloved. We are a pilgrim walking through a foreign land. Jesus is coming. I don't know who I am talking to, but I pray that this message touch your heart. I pray before we departed from this phone, I pray that you say, Lord, you speak to me tonight. I pray that you will cry out and say, Jesus, save me. I want to be there. I want to see your loving face, oh God. I know my life is not where you want me to be, but Lord, I surrender. The demon that caused me to be disobedient, the demon caused me not have a desire to serve you. Now I don't have no desire to read upon your word. But Lord, I'm asking you to rekindle that fire. And while that fire is flaming, blazing, I want you to fan it so you don't go down, oh God. Beloved, stay in the word of God. Study upon the word of God. Get up early in the morning. Go into the forest. Go into the bush. Climb a tree. Go on your housetop. Go to God. Commune with your God because Jesus is coming. Never before, if God's people need, if the people of God need, if we need God in these last days, the time is now. Go into sackcloth, go in prayer and fasting and cry out, say, Lord, these sins, these stubborn sins I am dealing with, so stubborn, Lord, please, I'm asked for deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. Demon of frustration, demon of whatever kind, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ from of Nazareth, from God's people right now. Father in heaven, save your people. Beloved, we need to pray like this, like never before. We need to pray over our children. We need to go into the rooms, beloved, and anoint these rooms. Beloved, all of the music that your children have, even you have to throw out the phone, even you have to take the phone from your children. Take it from them because your children, they are going to hell. Sister White say, many of God's people, they are in the church, but they are not going nowhere. Why? Because they are children in the world and they think they are going to heaven, but you are not going to heaven because Jesus will say, where is the flock I give unto you? Beloved, make necessary preparation. Parents, mother, father, you need to go to your children and apologize to them because the sins that pass on from you passed on to your children. These are hereditary tendencies, generational curse, and you need to teach your children how to get from under these generational curse. You need to teach your children because they are doing masturbation. They are inviting their spirit with demon, marine spirit, and underworld spirit, beloved. That's why your children, they don't have no desire to serve God because they are feeling, they are playing with their self vice, beloved. This is one of the deadliest things in our church, the young people. Parents, I'm telling you, read Lamentations chapter 3, verse 19. You sleep too much. If your children are there, you're not supposed to sleep. You need to get up in the first watch, in the second watch, in the third watch. Cry out, pour out your heart before God for the life of the children under your roof. Because Sister White said, that touched me, beloved, many seven-day Adventists, mother and father, they are not going to heaven. Why? Because there are children in the world, and you are the cause of this. A lot of you bring your children to public school, and they do not have no desire for God. Satan, educate them out there. Beloved, Jesus is coming. Get ready. You cannot say you're going to heaven and your children are vagabond. Jesus is coming. Get your life in order. Get your soul in order. Get your children in order. Go and weep. Even have to weep before your children's feet and say, my daughter, my son, I am sorry. I am the one that's cause of this because God give me you and look what I have done. I have ruined your life. You don't have no desire for the things of God into somebody because Jesus is coming and we are not ready. We sing, we go to church, we keep pray our tithe and offering. But parents, I'm talking to you. God the Father is pleading with you right now. Go back to the drawing board. See what you have made wrong. Make all wrongs right. Parents, humble yourself before your children. Cry out before God. Humble yourself. Apologize to them. Tell them that you are the cause of them not to be in the church. Because you give them this device, you let them go with their friends, and their friends influence them and cause them not to be in the church. A lot of parents, your children, they have become atheists. They don't have nothing to do with God. And you are in church holding up your hand saying, hallelujah, you are a hypocrite, parents. Parents, you are a hypocrite. You will not be sealed. You will not save in God's kingdom. He gives you that child. He gives you that flock to raise them up in the way of the Lord. Get ready. Jesus is coming. Fire and brimstone will fall upon you. Parents, I'm talking to married wife, married husband, single mother, single father. Your children is not into the church. Seek them out. Jesus said, I have 100 sheep and one go astray. I go and search all night, all day, all season. Into the four watch, Jesus seek. Go and seek for your children. If you have to eat no food, fast and pray. Humble yourself. Find ways how you can be kind and meek and lowly. Some of us parents, we are too aggressive to our children. Jesus is coming. Get ready. Get ready, parents. Get ready. I always talk with the young people. But the parents, Jesus, you're going to get a lot of beating. But your children is not into the church. You think you go into heaven because you keep the Sabbath, because you go to church, because you pray and fast, because you go to prayer meeting, because you give up books and all these things, but your children is not in the church. You will not go to heaven because the quotation said it, spirit of prophecy said it, the pen of inspiration said it, many parents in the church, but they're not going nowhere. This is what the quotation said. Parents, weep before the porch and altar for your children. You give them all these gadgets, all these things, send them to public school. But we are want to do homeschool. Why? Because when you send them out there, you are putting them in the hands of the demon. May God help us. I give over to the woman of God. Pardon, heavenly. Thank you.